Hey, Hoopers. So it's been a while. I'm very excited about this. My opportunities have opened up a little bit. I have a new computer. Yay. So this means I can put out the podcast with ease. It was a big struggle working with a computer. Bless it. I still have it. It's 8 years old. So just putting out one podcast was a full day's work of working around, moving files around, taking them off the computer, putting them back on the computer. So, yeah, that was a real pain in the butt. So I have a new computer. Yay. Thank you to my very sweet, wonderful man in my life. Surprised me with a computer. So this Hooper is happy and very happy to be starting up the podcast again. My goal is to have episodes 8, 9, and 10 out before the end of the year. So there'll be 10 podcasts total. And then hopefully we'll maybe be able to hire a web designer to put something a little more professional together and make this a real deal and have advertisers and sponsors and, like, I don't know, give stuff away, all this cool stuff. Because there are so many Hoopers to talk to, and I want to talk to all of you. So in this episode, this is the tease episode. Part of it is an interview that I did with Valentina of Unity Hoops and now of Twisted Orbit. She's just freaking amazing. And I took a workshop with her in May. I was down in the Bay Area for the Maker Faire, and I definitely arranged it so that I could, I think it was May. Anyway, so that I could take her class and get to talk to her. She knows my fabulous boy. So we got to talk about boys. and it was just really great to take her class and get to talk to her. But, during this process, I have mentioned in the podcast before that I've had issues with the recorder in that I am, I'm not technically inept, but with this recorder, apparently I am. So during our fantastic interview, I did not press the record button. So we had this amazing conversation about her past, how she started in what she does with belly dancing and with hooping and burlesque. And just, oh, it was just an amazing conversation. And of course, I didn't record any of it. So I was heartbroken. And then we were going to arrange a Skype, an iChat record, and my computer with its old operating system just couldn't pull it. So I will interview Valentina again because I adore her. She was the reason I got into burlesque. I took a course in Portland, the Rose City School of Burlesque, and performed with a hoop. And it was a big, big breakthrough for me because I, you know, like a lot of women, I have body issues. And I don't know, there's something about burlesque really, it was just so fun. And I just owe a big thanks to Valentina for that. Because I took, she did a workshop at Hoop Camp in 2011, that inspired me to do that. And I am forever grateful for her. And I sometimes wish I lived in San Diego so I could take all of her classes and be part of her troupe. So anyway, so yeah, so this is a tease episode because we have part of the interview with Valentina. And to throw in additional teases, there's a partial interview with two of my friends. And as we started talking to the second friend, my batteries died. So I will have to interview Valentina and my friend Annie at a later date. So this is the tease, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. I can edit, but I'm not going to. So
it's a free flow.
We are recording now. So I'm here at the lovely kitchen table of Andreas. I'm also with my friend Annie. We just got done with waffles and coffee and iPhone geekery, and just started talking about the podcast. And so I figured, well, what the hell? I better chat with you guys because you're both Hoopers. So Andreas has a very unique
thing that he does with hooping that he does this on rollerblades. And when we've gone to a couple hoop jams, that's what you told me that was your goal, was to hoop on rollerblades. How is that coming along?
Andreas here. And hooping on rollerblades, yeah, it's coming along pretty well. Actually, a little bit slower. I haven't gotten that much practice in, but I've gotten the kind of the basic forward motion. It's definitely a lot easier when you're starting out to start on the upper body, because you can isolate the kicking with the rollerblade kicking and moving from kind of the left and right or rotation that you would do normally with if you're hooping on the lower body. So I get it up like around the neck, works really well, and then just stuff like that. The other kind of nice way to start it is on a slightly sloped area, and then you can kind of get a little speed, start coasting, and then work on your hooping. And then you can kind of, if you're coasting, you can kind of integrate the rotation, the hip, hooping off the hip. And so that's kind of where I am playing around with that. And so far I haven't really injured myself too bad.
Except
so.
You were telling me you smacked yourself in the face.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was. That is the downside on the upper body, and I recently got braces, so I kind of was hooping around the neck, and it popped up and kind of rode across the teeth, and it sort of painful, not too bad, but mostly it just seemed like a really bad idea to be banging my braces with my hoops, so that's kind of slowed it down a little bit.
So, don't be afraid. Mouth guard,
yeah, kind of integrated a little bit of mouth guard, but yeah, the hooping and the rollerblades is a lot of fun, and just pulls a whole two different skill sets together, and
and two different motions. It's like rubbing your belly and patting your head.
And you know, yeah,
your brain. How does your brain wrap around that?
Years of therapy. Oh, is that recording?
Well, also, Andreas has done a lot of remodeling at his house, and I was getting a little tour yesterday of, isn't this a great hooping area? And did you see the garage? What a great place to hoop. So your outlook on your everyday life has changed too since you've picked up the hoop.
Yeah, definitely. It gets you more in touch with your body. Where you're kind of the gravitational things, balance, and then I think the simplicity of it is kind of nice, because it's not, you don't have to, I mean, you're thinking, but it's not like with remodeling or stuff where you're kind of getting into details. With the hooping, you're not worrying so much about that, so you can kind of just kind of focus more on yourself, and kind of it's a nice way to clear the head, and I've definitely picked up things from that. Recently, did blindfolded hooping with Baxter, and that's opened up a new dimension. Just working on taking the eyes out, and then just working again on the balance and the core, where your core is. And I'm looking forward to doing a lot more with that. I don't know with the hooping and rollerblading blindfolded. Maybe
that's really another circus act right there.
Yeah, that's a whole new dimension.
Well, we might we can take some hoops out into the fabulous garage.
Yes.
I'm game.
I'm game.
So that'd be really fun. Annie.
Well, yeah.
So Annie's a hooper as well, and I had a big honor for me. And it was Mary Lou and I had been hooping the night before with her, with our LED hoops. And
so, that was my interview cut short with Annie, my friend Annie. And what we were going to talk about is that the night before... her 50th birthday party, which was fantastic. I was hooping with my hoop mama, LED hooping with her, and she asked me if I would be interested in fire hooping, which I hadn't done before at that point. And I was very honored and very excited. So the next day, she loaned me her fire hoop, and I practiced. I got to choose. She I was able to use the music that she debuted as a fire hooper with. So I used that same music and performed for my friend Annie for her 50th birthday, and we recorded it, and I will put that up on the podcast blog, which, yes, it only says Hula Hoopla Podcast 4, because I'm a WordPress idiot. I don't know how to fix that, but hopefully we'll be able to fix that. Anyway, yeah, I got to fire hoop for the first time for Annie's 50th birthday, and I'm hoping to set up another interview with Annie via my new technology able computer. So fingers crossed on that. And I'm also trying to get a picture of my friend Andreas hula hooping on his rollerblades. He says he hasn't gotten a picture yet, so I've asked him to do that. So it would be really cool to see, especially if he did like a GoPro or something. That would be pretty freaking awesome. So that was the other tease. So my glove is off now. You want some more? Well, here is Valentina. And we're recording. Yay! So we just got done, or I just got done taking Valentina's workshop in San Francisco, down here in the Bay Area, and kind of planned it so I could actually take her workshop. It kind of worked out pretty nice. So we are driving. Valentina is being so sweet and driving me to the West. The West Oakland BART station. So we're going to have a little smartphone voice as we go through the interview. So anyway, so we were talking on our way down in the elevator, and I asked you how you felt about the workshop today. So how do you feel?
I feel great. I know I had a lot of fun, and I'm really proud of all the people that were in the class. They picked up some truly challenging moves really fast, and they had a great attitude about it, and they were all really willing to step out of their box and do these new things, which is all you can ask for when you're a teacher, honestly.
Yeah. So tell us about what you taught us today.
So I taught you a lot of the moves that I learned when I was in England. I recently got to travel through England and Ireland doing a little mini tour, teaching my vision of belly dance and burlesque and hoop fusion. So that was like my specialty that I got.
Turn right onto Market Street.
Sorry.
Okay. I'll try to distract you.
Okay, no, it's all good. It's good.
Turn left onto McAllister Street.
Oh, I might have done something wrong. Maybe we should wait until I get onto the freeway to talk.
So okay. That... We're going to continue this in a moment.
Sorry.
And then this happened.
Oh.
Oh, no. I think we messed up.
Oh.
We might be able to do it over the phone.
Yeah, we could do that.
So, I'm recording this really briefly because I believe that I only had... So this thing, you have to hit it twice to record, and I think I fucked up.
Okay.
Sorry. So, if this is, I'm going to still post this even if we got it right. Cause it's just like the realization that I may have fucked up. Anyway. So, I was talking to Valentina and we got on the freeway and I may not have done it right. So I will record this again. So thanks again, for listening to the podcast. Yay. I promise this is an endeavor that I want to continue doing. I'm going to need your help and your support, the Hooper community. I will gladly talk to you about, putting your business on, the podcast. I'll be advertising your hoops, your classes, whatever, to get this podcast to be a consistent reality. 10 episodes is my goal for the year, and then we'll go legit. So I need your support there. So anyway, back to the interview. So with Valentina, I mentioned that I was there in the Bay Area on May for Maker Faire. And actually, when I checked my calendar, it was February. So that's how long ago it was that I interviewed her. And I know that her life has really exploded. She is traveling all over the world with bags. And it's just phenomenal to see the picture. So hopefully I will be getting another interview with her shortly. And then another one with my friend Annie. And we'll talk about her 50th birthday and what hooping has done for her in her life. And again, I thank you all for this, indulging me, listening to me. Hopefully you're enjoying this. I would love feedback. You can send me an email at hoopanista at hulahoopla.com. Happy hooping. Love you.